Welcome to the Jim.MD Health and Medicine Podcast. This is Dr. Jim Keeney, and I am available to take your calls and answer questions that will be recorded for this podcast at 1-877-DR-KEENEY. That's D-R-K-E-A-N-Y. First call is from Joe Patrone. Joe, welcome to the program, and what can I do for you today?
Hey, Jim. We're looking at getting this alpha-lipoic acid that was recommended by a doctor called Nutravine. We've been using the Trader Joe's alpha-lipoic acid, and so I wondered, since the price differential is rather significant, what the difference would be, if there is a real big difference between one alpha-lipoic acid and another.
Well, let me ask you first, what are you taking this alpha-lipoic acid for?
Taking it with selenium and milk thistle as an intervention for hepatitis C.
Now, it sounds like you're already taking one version of the product. Have you been following any biological markers like liver enzymes to see if there's been any positive effects so far?
We have been following things like viral count and enzyme levels. They've pretty much remained high. However, her condition is not debilitating at all. Even though the markers, you know, would indicate, you know, problem, the outward physical symptoms, the condition of the liver, toxicity tests that were run, everything so far outwardly checks okay. It's just these markers that don't look promising.
That's the issue wrapped up in this question. Question on the surface is, what's the best source for supplements? But to get in a little bit deeper, number one is we're taking alpha-lipoic acid, which has been shown to have some benefits. There's a Dr. Bruce Ames up at Berkeley. He is the guy pounding the table about this particular supplement. He really believes that it shows a lot of promise, especially as an anti-aging type thing. It seems to reduce DNA damage.
Mm-hmm.
And DNA damage is a precursor to cancer, so he also seems to hold high hopes that this may be a preventative thing for cancer. In my mind, that's where it ties in with what you're talking about, because the key problem you're worried about with hepatitis C is liver cancer. Most people carry hepatitis C their entire lives and have really no significant problems from it. Some people will go into full liver failure, but that's rare. The bigger problem with hepatitis C is going to be, you know, observing for liver cancer. If that's the reason you're taking it, I would say there's some kind of a justification behind it. There's no scientific proof behind it yet. And even Dr. Ames, even he says, look, this holds a lot of promise, but right now, it's not like there's a lot of scientific evidence behind it. I saw an interview that he did in January where he said that the first human studies were about to be published. He said they hadn't been published yet, but the results were positive. And that was in January. I still haven't seen any of the results, so maybe those are going to be coming soon. But we're definitely not dealing in the realm of something known, kind of now dealing in the realm of, does this make sense?
Right.
I would say this sounds like something that is not going to be harmful. It's potentially beneficial, you know, from a cost-benefit ratio, it's going to be something of, you know, can you afford this? If it's this versus food or shelter, I would not get too stressed out if you couldn't take this supplement. We don't know that it offers any real benefit.
Right.
So as far as using alpha-lipoic acid for hepatitis C, the data is probably a lot stronger for using it for diabetes. And that data is in animal studies, not in human studies. What we're talking about with hepatitis C is going to be an improvement in the markers.
Mm-hmm.
Again, going down those lines, we should see some objective data there, and it sounds like if that's the benefit you're looking for, sounds like you could stop it today and there's been no change in your markers or in your wife's markers.
Correct.
You know, from that standpoint, I'm not sure of the true value of this supplement yet.
Excellent advice, Jim. So it doesn't really make sense then to upgrade to this more expensive Nutravine brand, and you're saying to stick with the Trader Joe's brand?
This is what I would do in that regard. You know what I've always wanted? Somebody to go and actually test this stuff for me and tell me,
yeah,
what's this stuff have? Well, guess what? There's somebody who does that. It's called Consumer Lab, and you can go to consumerlab.com.
Yep.
I looked on the website today, and they got 22 different alpha-lipoic acid products that they've reviewed.
Okay.
To get the report, you can either join, and there's a monthly fee, or you can get each report as a $10 fee.
Right.
For free, they list 7 different supplements that have alpha-lipoic acid that they've tested and they've given their approval to as containing what it says it contains. Their teaser is that there's one out there that only has 15% of what it claims to have. And that's the key.
That's good information, Jim. You've been a big help as usual. Jim, I'll tell you, you know, the accomplishments that God has worked through you in such a short period of time, I can't wait to see what's next for you.
Well, Joe, thank you for the call. Thank you for the question and the vote of confidence. I hope to hear from more listeners with questions for me to answer on this podcast. Be sure to give me a call at 1-877-877-DR-KEANY, D-R-K-E-A-N-Y. Until next time, take care.